And welcome back here into the KGGF Historic Studios. On this Wednesday morning, we continue our talks with the K-State Extension agents James Cooper and Jacob Weber. And again, any questions for either of these two individuals, phone lines are open locally at 620-251-6909. We had gone over some pruning tips here for the dormant months, as well as the Farm Bill back in that 7 o'clock hour. And if you wanted to listen back to that, you can on our website at kggfradio.com. But for now, looks like we've got a couple of courses that you guys have. Is it this month or next month that we have to look forward to here?
Both, actually.
Oh, and all so right. We got, how about that?
We got one coming up just next week is the soybean school.
Yes.
That we have coming up in Parsons. It'll be the Southeast Area Research Station, and it'll pretty much be all things soybeans. So we'll cover insects, we'll cover crop production and markets, soil fertility, weed control, which is kind of, you know, dicamba-ready beans. You got to know about that stuff. And really, it's an industry that's constantly evolving. So these kind of schools are a must for anybody who grows corn or soybeans.
Yeah. And again, you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we've hit on this and kind of previewed it up for the upcoming weeks of it. But, you're right. It's a percentage of crop export in Kansas that I did not have any idea of. What is it, like 70? Is it above 50%? Wow, that's
exported. So
it's a staggering number with that. So there's a lot of individuals out there that may or may not have this information. But at the same time, if you even think you know everything, it's good to kind of go and trade some information, maybe talk. And I'm sure there'll be discussions, but also some speakers as well. Did you know who those speakers are coming there? Because I know you said you'd hit on basically everything, insects and markets and things like that. But who are those speakers?
And so for the soybean school, we got Jeff Whitworth, Gretchen Sessenfrass, Dan O'Brien, Dorvar, Ruth Diaz, and Dallas Peterson. These are all K-State specialists, some from Manhattan, some of them from around here. They'll be coming down and talking.
Yeah, so. Certainly. And again, a big area of obviously with those soybean markets as rocky as they were last year, and just kind of it's good to go get some more information behind it. And
yeah,
these schools are the best place to do it. So, yeah, we've been previewing that one for some weeks now. So it's coming up. When exactly is it again and what time?
January the 15th. And so give me a call today to get signed up for it. I got to get catering and all that stuff done. So
that's
let
right.
me know.
So next Tuesday, that is when that event will take place. So sweet. The soybean school. And then that's coming up here in January. Then you mentioned one coming up next month as
well. Yeah. And so in February, we'll have the corn school. And it'll be the 2019 pre-plant corn school. It'll also be at the Southeast Area Station. And that will actually be in the morning. And so the other one will be from 3 o'clock to about 7 o'clock in the evening. The corn school will be in the morning from about 8 o'clock till 1 or 2. So it's kind of on the other side. And really, it's a lot of the same stuff, except on the corn side. So, you know, corn production and all the aspects to do with that.
Sweet. Yeah, with that. And then I'm sure you guys will have a panel of speakers as well. And for the listeners, who might they expect up there at the corn school?
There we'll have Dr. Gretchen Sassenfrass will be coming back. We'll have Dr. Dorvar, who'll be coming back as well. And there'll be some other people from Kansas Corn, which is the Growers Association for it. The same thing with the soybean school. They're sponsored by the association that grows that crop. And we'll have somebody from Pioneer coming to speak and some other outside speakers as well.
Great stuff. Is it kind of a similar basis and registration process as the soybean? Will it cost anything? Will there be food included? And kind of what are those process steps?
Yeah, so food is included, both of them, and both of them are free as well. So
How about that? But certainly just need a little bit of a reservation basis. I'm sure just call you guys and get your name down.
Yeah. Give me a call so I know what to plan for.
Yeah, sweet. And like you had mentioned, so we can prepare for the amount of food that they may or may not need with whatever it comes down to it. So again, a good course regarding both soybean. That one's next week. And then the corn as well. That one's coming up next month. And then also, just kind of a little side note with it, I believe I can remember a farmer's market school. Is that coming up in February?
That's
as
right.
Well?
Groundhog Day.
Okay.
That's when we determine whether or not we have 6 more weeks of winter. And usually, I bet we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter after Groundhog Day. But farmers markets are a developing enterprise in locally, and it's something that we like to encourage, a local grown, local production, which gives us an opportunity to have produce that's fresher from the field. But farmers that grow the produce and market it. This workshop is for those folks And this is a regional workshop. It's going to be held in Parsons at the same place where the soybean school is going to be held at the Southeast Area Extension Office. I'm glad they built that there because it's a great facility and great meeting place and very easy to get to, just right off of Highway 400 and Ness Road up there in Parsons. But it's going to be February 2nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And there will be a lunch provided, but as part of the registration fee is $20. It includes the lunch and other materials that are going to be associated with that day workshop. It's this Saturday. And we'd like to have you folks register by January 24th, and you can do that online at one of the sponsors from the Land of Kansas, which is one of the sponsors of the workshop. So is Kansas City Department of Health and Environment, Kansas City Department of Agriculture, and K-State Research and Extension, all sponsors of this workshop. Go to fromthelandofkansas.com/FM workshop. And you can register online and pay for your registration fee online, a real easy process. Or you can contact the extension office or the contact Lexi Wright at 785, area code 785-564-6755, or give us a call at 620-331-2690. For the Farmers Market Regional Workshop. I'd like to see folks there that are producers and also folks who are interested in getting into farmers marketing. We have a lot of regional markets in the area, including here in Coffeyville and Independence, and I know down in Oklahoma, and also over into Missouri. Folks from out of state are welcome to come and hear this. We got a lot of speakers lined up for this, a lot of good topics. And of course, I don't have a list of the speakers here, but I know they're going to be there.
Yeah, good speakers with that. You had mentioned a pretty good block of the morning into the afternoon as well, so that's a pretty good time. Did you know exactly kind of maybe a base of what they might be discussing throughout the speakers as well? I'm sure making a little money off of what you're doing.
Well, but one of the topics that I wanted to push this year was making a profit. It's selling at the farmer's market, being a market vendor, how to getting yourself situated where you can actually take home some money and pay for everything and have a little bit left over. That's a great thing. Then there's going to be discussion about regulations on selling meat, egg, and poultry directly to the consumer. Then there, of course, some of the issues about double up food bucks and sales tax for vendors. We do cover that. And I think we're going to have an issue session on identifying morel mushrooms, because that's some of the things that will end up at the farmer's market. So it's very important to be able to identify that. Some folks actually sell at the farmer's market a hot item, too, that's not available very often. I mean, the time period is only in the spring, early spring, usually around April is when you start seeing morels, March and April. Okay, those are some of the topics that we're going to be discussing. So plan on coming. Visit fromthelandofkansas.com to sign up or just get some more information about the Farmers Market Regional Workshop. And, of course, the registration deadline is January 24th, but you still can register even up to the day of the event. Everybody's welcome, but the thing of it is that pre-registration is very important because that helps us determine how many meals to order, and we usually order a few more than just in case, and we usually have some folks show up afterwards.
Yeah, and this is just a quick curiosity question with it on farmers markets as well, because somebody for out there listening maybe wanting to start up with it as well. Is there a process you have to go through that certifies that your food is clean, isn't have anything on that, or is it kind of a trust basis, or what?
There are some issues with selling produce, mm-hmm. and there may be some liability issues too. So we want to make sure that you do the proper procedures as far as producing and keeping the material clean, that will be discussed as well. Nice. At the Farmers Market Vendor Workshop.
Very cool. So, yeah, it really for anybody interested in getting involved in Farmers Market, or if you've been in for a long time and, man, I just can't seem to cut a profit with it, this is your course for you, no doubt about. So when is it coming up, February?
February 2nd, Groundhog Day.
Yes, it
Saturday,
is. Saturday. First Saturday in February.
And we don't know. We had 1 year, actually 2 years ago, we almost had to cancel because we had a snowstorm come through.
Oh, no.
But it just gave us a little bit of break and actually pulled off the event. It worked out. But last year was pretty good, and then this year hopefully it'll be appropriate weather for the event. 1 year we had excellent weather, actually. Didn't even have to have a coat on that year.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, it was been in the mid-50s these last couple of days,
yep.
So it seems like winter's just kind of skipping over us. All right, so great courses to get involved with, the soybean next week, the corn next month, as well as the farmer's market coming up on the 2nd of February as well. We'll have more information again on our website at kggfradio.com. So, gentlemen, we still got a couple of minutes here left. James, Jacob, either one, a couple of things that maybe you've been hearing about or tips for our listeners before we lose you.
Okay, well, I can kick off a little bit more of the pruning. Most of the pruning I talked about was more directed at pruning fruit trees,
mm-hmm.
And it's something that you kind of maybe have to see it to learn how to do it, and then once you get it, once it gets in your head and it clicks, it becomes fairly simple. You do make mistakes, I wished I wouldn't have cut that off. Plants are forgiving. They grow back. They grow things
like
back.
Like a bad haircut, right? It grows
yeah.
back.
But also, I wanted to say on shade trees, the shade tree development is real important too. But with the pruning process on shade trees, a little different. We want to develop the structure of the tree on a shade tree. And shade trees, we have to remember that trunks don't grow up out of the ground. They don't just keep growing and keep. The trunk gets taller and taller up to a certain point. Trunks develop because the lateral branches are cut off of the main stem. And so when we shade trees, we develop a trunk that's a little bit taller. Fruit tree trunk is usually about 18 to 20 inches tall. We want to keep it short so the fruit is down closer to the ground so we don't have to get up on a real tall ladder and to harvest the fruit. We want it down closer. But a shade tree, we want to be able to have that trunk up in the air so we can walk underneath the shade tree without banging our head in those scaffold limbs. So we went on those tall shade trees. We may have a trunk that's 8 to 10 feet tall and maybe even taller before we encounter those scaffold limbs. And so we're going to be, as that tree grows, we're going to be cutting off those lateral limbs. And we want to do that in a slow process that we don't remove a whole bunch in 1 year. But we want to make sure that we get those lateral branches cut off before they get any size to them. And then another thing is, in certain types of trees have a tendency to develop what's called co-dominant leaders. And a good shade tree has a central stem, a main leader, and then the lateral branches or scaffold limbs come off at fairly wide angles for good strong structure. But certain trees have a tendency to develop two leaders or three or maybe even more off of coming off of one point, and that's structurally weak. So we want to watch for that as the tree starts to grow early on and remove a co-dominant leader just the year or the year after it begins to develop, so it's still fairly small and we don't interfere with the structure of the tree as it develops. That's very important for shade tree development. So if you have questions about pruning, just call us at Extension office, stop by, and we'll be glad to talk to you about individually, one-on-one, how to prune and get you straightened out.
Yeah, and just subtle differences with that, but it does make sense because, you look at some yards or wherever it may be, they've got a tree bank and they've got these beautiful shaded areas, and that didn't just happen, naturally. That was kind of designed, and like you had mentioned, and of course the call that we had got last week with regarding the fruit, whether it was a pruning issue or not, but he couldn't reach certain areas of his tree, so maybe it was due to the pruning, but we like the fruit trees a little bit closer to the ground so we can reach that fruit.
Or you need a taller ladder.
Or a bigger ladder or whatever it may be. So, again, Jacob Weber and James Cooper joining us here on this Wednesday morning. Next week with K-State, we'll be checking in with the 4-H'ers as that new program year will be with us. But for Jacob and James, thanks so much for checking in with us here on this Wednesday. You guys have a good rest of your week.
Thanks for hosting us.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.